This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Dave Sussman in the chair here for Joe Messina. It is always a pleasure to sit in on the Real Side Radio on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. How you doing, folks? You good? You okay? You psychologically okay? I know you're tired. I'm exhausted. I woke up after about an hour of sleep this morning at 6:30. I didn't get to sleep until 5:30 a.m. I did a panel last night with a bunch of folks. It was fantastic. You know, we had some food and dinner afterwards. And I didn't really get home until about 1 a.m. And watching the news all the rest of the evening, waiting for the returns, I heard the birds chirping. So you may have forgive me tonight because I am running on an hour of sleep, like many of us are, watching Hugo Chavez of America taking place in front of us. You know, I'm not a tinfoil hat guy. I'm not one of those conspiracy guys. I believe, you know, 19 Saudis attacked the United States on September the 11th and took down the towers. I believe we landed on the moon. I believe the earth is round. So when I say that what is happening right now, this moment in time that we are currently in, November the 4th, 2020, that we are seeing one of the most massive displays of fraud in American politics taking place this very moment, specifically in several states, to try to unduly elect or duly unelect a duly elected president from 2016, that is exactly what is happening. We've got Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. We've now got Georgia, North Carolina. These are states that in the middle of the night decided, after so many other states, bigger states, called the election one way or another, that these states turned the machines off. And in the middle of the night, we saw phantom votes added to Joe Biden's tally. This is what took place in Wisconsin. 100,000 votes just showed up after they turned the machines back on. 100% of them were for Joe Biden. This is what took place in Michigan. This is what they are trying to take place right now in Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump is 400,000 votes up. Now, Pennsylvania is the home to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is the city, you may remember, back in 2012, where several precincts had 0.0 returns for Mitt Romney. Think about that for a minute. In a city like Philadelphia, most of us have been to Philadelphia. It's a great city to visit. Couldn't live there. A lot of history. Are you telling me that Mitt Romney did not garner one vote in those precincts? The idea that what is taking place right now is a fair election, if you believe it, you listen to the talking heads, we've got to count all votes. Yes, we must count all votes. All, legal and verified votes. This has been not something that's just taken place in the past 24 hours. This has been planned for years. And what they did, the Democrats, is they used a crisis to make it happen what they wanted to happen, and that was mail-in voting. Voter fraud. I've been talking about it for months. I've been telling you and warning. And on Whiskey Politics, my show, I've been asking guests in the know, what is going to be happening with the voter fraud? This has been perpetuated by Democrat states, attorney generals, and secretary of states, specifically in states like Michigan with Gretchen Whitmer. And you see this with Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, North Carolina. What, you couldn't count all the votes in North Carolina, but Florida, a state with so many more votes. Ohio, which was supposed to have lost, Donald Trump was supposed to lose by 4 points according to the polls. The malicious polls, that's another issue we're going to talk about tonight. Donald Trump won by 8 points. A state next to Minnesota. A state next to Michigan. A state next to Wisconsin. That whole area of the upper Midwest. And Ohio comes out 8 percentage points over Joe Biden for Donald Trump. And all of the rest of them, which at 90-95% Donald Trump was winning. And they somehow, miraculously, all decide to turn the machines off in the last moment while we were sleeping. Or most people were sleeping. I wasn't. And all of a sudden, they've come up with these phantom votes. Democrat machines running Democrat precincts in Democrat cities and Democrat states have a history of doing this. Philadelphia and Chicago are renowned for doing this. JFK won the presidency by 100,000 votes that they found. This is what's happening right now. And the media is complicit. Big tech is complicit. The corporations are complicit. If you hear anger in my voice tonight, I'm angry. And you should be too. One of the states that Donald Trump needs or needed was Arizona before Fox News and AP called it. After the break, we're going to have John Gabriel from the Arizona Republic and Ricochet.com. He's right there on the ground to talk about what is going on in Arizona and whether they're going to be able to flip it. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair on the GCN Salem Radio Network. And as I was just saying in my preamble, that was not at all emotional or angry. We were going to be having John Gabriel over at Ricochet.com, the editor-in-chief, and is also a contributor over at the Arizona Republic. And he is on the ground in Maricopa County, and he has got some updates for us as far as what is going on in the great state of Arizona. Welcome back to the show, John.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
So talk to us a little bit about what is going on. We understand that there were some concerns regarding the numbers and also how the media treated calling the state. Most of the media haven't called Arizona, but Fox News has, the AP has for Biden, correct?
Yeah, they AP and Fox, which are using the same model, so they're working hand in glove on this, they called Arizona last night, which was a ludicrous call. They should never have done it. A lot of Republicans were mad here, but even kind of non-partial, you know, number crunchers and several kind of moderate Democrats are like, why are you calling it already? So it was way too early to call. We just got new numbers in literally right before we started this call. So what it was, as of this morning, let's say, and sorry, I'm cheating using my notes here because I'm, like, watching the coverage as it breaks. Biden was up by about 93,000 votes in the entire state. A big group of votes came. Actually, it wasn't a huge group of votes, but about 70,000 votes came in at 7 p.m. The numbers have just been released. And now, instead of being at 93,000, it's now at 80,000. So those votes definitely helped Trump a little with little tiny reportings around the state. But just to give you an idea of Maricopa County, the national press talks about it every election. Maricopa County is vast. We're not talking counties like you see these little, you know, postage stamp things in Iowa. Maricopa County is a ginormous county. It contains about two-thirds of the population of the state. It includes Phoenix plus all the surrounding suburbs. And Trump won this last time, not by a lot, but he won it. But it has been trending Democrat, and it's not super hardcore positive Trump. The rest of the state tends to be. Big cities, you'll see this in Texas as well. Big cities like Tucson, which is in Pima County, and Phoenix and Maricopa, they are trending to the left. And Pima is close to the border. It's always been a very solidly Democratic place. So they still have some votes out. But basically what Trump needs to do with all the remaining votes out, there's something like, let me check on my notes because I want to get the numbers right for all your listeners and viewers. Okay. There is about, well, before this latest dump, about 400,000 votes out there remaining to be counted. So that might be down to about 330,000 votes. Trump needs to win those votes by about 58% to tie.
Yeah.
That is likely because these are votes which happened on Election Day. It was people like yours truly who got the mail-in ballot and waited until Election Day to vote. So what I did is I just walked into the polling place just like I would have mailed my ballot, but instead I just dropped it in a drop box. You know, it's kind of nice. I could act like a big shot walking in front of the line.
Yeah.
And you just drop it off and you go. And Arizona actually has a pretty handy thing where you can track to see if your vote has been counted. Mine has been counted, so mine's probably included in these numbers that we're getting today. So it's still, I would definitely give the advantage to Biden. I don't want to give false hope, but it's definitely, there is a pathway for Trump to go ahead and take the lead. Trump's people, his campaign staff on the ground here and nationally, are saying he might take the lead by Friday. But Arizona's rules are you can drop off a provisional ballot. And we had these, you know, in tight vote counts in the past. These are ballots where somebody drops off a ballot. They don't have their ID with them. So they're kind of set off to the side. But what you can do is go to a voting location and say, yeah, I was in a hurry. I dropped my ballot off. Here is my ID. So now you can go ahead and count it. How many of those will be counted? No one knows. But the deadline on that count is Wednesday. So a week from today, that will be the final numbers. So could be a few days. This is what happened when Kyrsten Sinema, our senator, was elected.
Yeah.
Martha McSally was leading the night of, and then every day it was chipped away, chipped away, chipped away. Now we have the reverse of that going on because these votes tend to be Trump-friendly.
So
people like me. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, we've got a few minutes here before our first commercial break. I wanted to ask you, there's been some reports regarding people that were handed Sharpies, and there's other people that are saying that they're not seeing their... You said that you saw your ballot appear on the site for Maricopa County, but a lot of people have been reporting in the media that they're not seeing their ballot show up.
Yeah, there has been concern about that. The state attorney general, a very rock-rib Republican, leaning toward libertarian, is already on it. He's launched an investigation. But the excuses that they're giving for this seem fair to me. It gets very complicated to get into it, but ballots submitted with a Sharpie should work. It shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't cause any difference with using a ballpoint pen, even if it bleeds through a little bit. There's concern about it because people are checking this website to see, hey, did my ballot go in? If it shows canceled, these are people like, let's use me as an example. early October. My ballot was mailed to me. I could have mailed it in any day. If I decided on election day to walk in and say, hey, I was mailed a ballot, I forgot it, but I'm just going to fill out my ballot like usual, what they do is they cancel your mail-in ballot and then count the one that you do there live on site. So that is the excuse that the county, the Secretary of State, and the county officials are making, and it makes sense to me. It's something that Republicans should keep on, though, because I really don't trust Maricopa County's recorder. That's the one who counts the votes here. They call him the recorder. He's made very partisan statements in the past, and he hasn't been on the job for very long. He's been censured and criticized before by, like, cussing out Republicans on social media. So this is not a guy I expect Trump to, oh, yeah, I'm sure he's fine. He will be totally fair about it. But I think with everyone holding his and the state election counters feet to the fire, we have a Republican governor who has been on this from the start. He was blasting the early call by Fox and later AP. It's getting a lot of attention, and the entire state conservative apparatus, lawyers, poll watchers, everybody is motivated and watching this very closely. So
okay.
I don't think the Democrats will be able to get away with any shenanigans on that.
Do you have a few more minutes you can spend with us after the break?
Sure.
I'd love to get your input on the greater picture of what's happening with all of this right now. What does your gut tell you before we go into our commercial? Does Arizona flip back, or is it Biden?
I would give the advantage to Biden, but I don't really have a prediction. I would say Trump has a 1 in 3 chance. Now, please keep in mind, in 2016, I said Trump has a 1 in 3 chance of winning the country, and
yeah,
he did when everybody said he didn't have a chance. So there is a pathway to do it.
Okay. Well, you got John Gabriel with the Arizona Republic and editor-in-chief of Ricochet.com, where everybody should become a member. And we'll be back right here after the break. Dave Sussman in the chair at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues in 7 states as multiple outlets Wednesday called Michigan and Wisconsin for former Vice President Joe Biden. That puts him at 253 of the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the White House. Biden has not declared victory in the race, only saying he believes he'll be the winner when all the votes are counted.
I will work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as I will for those who did vote for me. Now, every vote must be counted. No one's going to take our democracy away from us.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia to try to stop the counting of ballots and demanded further access to observe the counting process. The campaign has also asked for a recount in Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio, Dave Sussman here on the GCN and Salem Radio Network on over 70 stations across the terrestrial plane and on six television stations along the West Coast. Welcome if you're watching us also online at therealside.com, and you can find us at the chat room on Facebook as well. It's the best chat room for all radio in the universe. Dave Sussman here in the chair, and we are talking with John Gabriel, who is the editor-in-chief over at Ricochet.com and is also a frequent contributor over at the Arizona Republic. His feet is on the ground, or are on the ground, in Maricopa County, the greater Phoenix area. And we're talking about whether or not Trump really does have a mathematical, realistic chance to come back from this. Because if Arizona turns, if Nevada turns, if he gets North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, well, mathematically, I guess he's there. He needs to be where he's going to be. But, John, I mean, am I Jim Carrey right now in Dumb and Dumber saying, so you're saying there's a chance?
No, you are not, because it's a legitimate chance. And again, I don't think it's likely, but I think there's a path for Trump, definitely in the states where he's leading currently, like Pennsylvania, but also where he's slightly behind in Nevada, which has curiously shut down their voting yet again, and expect not to report anything till tomorrow, but also in Arizona, because the votes that are outstanding right now, about 330,000 votes, are expected to be pro-Trump votes overall. And it's a situation now where the two candidates are parked. Biden is leading by 80,000 votes. So, yeah, if Trump gets, I don't know, a little less than 60%, say 58, 59%, he will take the lead back. Now, that would be a very thin lead, but in these late returns, they're expected to be pro-Trump, and voters like me, we are the ones who dropped off our ballot at the precinct. It was a mail-in ballot, but you can drop it in the drop box, and they're expecting a lot of people to be doing those kind of things, and they just expect this to be a pro-Trump numbers. There's also a few numbers coming in, kind of trickling in from Arizona's rural counties, and those are hardcore pro-Trump.
Okay.
We actually, over the summer, visited one of these counties, and after seeing, like, no campaign signs almost in the greater Phoenix area for Biden or Trump, man, there were, you know, the Trump trucks and flags and everybody, you know, wearing MAGA hats. It was like hardcore. And those have long been very hardcore conservative constituencies up there.
John, let's talk a little bit about more from a macro perspective here, because up until, got to about, I was doing a live panel last night with several people. Up until about 8:30, 9 o'clock, it looked like it was going swimmingly for Trump. Ohio, which is in the upper Midwest, which borders on Wisconsin, Minnesota, you know, the big states, Michigan, that whole area. Ohio, which was predicted by the pollsters, which is a whole other issue we could talk about, but it was predicted by the pollsters that Biden was going to win Ohio by 4 percentage points. Trump wins it by 8, and he not only won it by 8, but they got the returns, they delivered the returns, they certified, it's done, right? And then it's like, okay, this is great. That region is going to be still Trump country. And then what happened? Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, which went really quickly for Biden, I'm surprised. I thought it was going to go red. All of a sudden, they pull the brakes. What happened? What do you think this is? Is it Democrat states? Is it Democrat Secretary of States? And are they playing with this?
They are all Democratic states where they decided to stop the votes. The most egregious example being Pennsylvania, where Trump was just rolling nonstop. And then, like, I think before midnight Pennsylvania time, they said, okay, we're done. See you at 11. We're going to go sleep. It's like, no, this is completely unacceptable to do this. You have this job once every 4 years. You can pull an all-nighter. I pulled an all-nighter just following the news.
Me too. Look at me. I'm exhausted tonight.
But that's the thing that's very frustrating. And for the press to kind of poo-poo these as conspiracy theories, and I can't believe you're saying this, these same people have said that Trump's 2016 race was stolen by Vladimir Putin. So if you want conspiracy theories, go to the major media. Every single time a Republican wins, they say there's some crazy conspiracy. So these are not conspiracies. These are obviously very concerning. And for a state like Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or Michigan to take a break in the voting, this is already, whichever side of the fence you're on, this is a very low trust environment. Democrats and Republicans do not trust the media. They do not trust the government. They do not trust state officials to count correctly. And, yeah, if you had this just reversed where Biden and Trump are reversed now, they would be crying, stop the vote, stop the vote. Biden won. Don't count any more votes. So it's very disingenuous for the Democrats to pretend like these are kooky conspiracy theories when these very strong Democrat machine-run states, especially like Philly, which is a complete machine, known for corruption. You know, it's a very poorly run city that has been implicated in corruption continually. These are not conspiracy theories for people like you and I to be very concerned about the honesty, them being honest brokers, because they have not been honest brokers in the past.
Yes, so John, as I said before you came on, you know, in 2012, there were precincts in Philadelphia that came back with 0.0% for Romney, which is mathematically impossible in an election, in my opinion.
Right.
We got 100,000 votes last night that just materialized in Wisconsin that, you know, they turn the machine off, then they turn the machine on, and all of a sudden Biden's up 100,000 votes from nowhere. And Trump didn't get any of those 100,000 votes. That sounded to me like what happened in Philly in 2012.
Yeah, completely. And, again, it's just very curious that these are all Democratic states where they decided to monkey around with a vote. And they're going to be held to account. It's one thing that Trump has taught the Republicans to do is fight. And they might not like his rhetoric.
Right.
But tired of being cheerful losers, basically. The rank and file of the Republican Party is sick of it. They've seen what these people have done to their own cities. If you think they can, for 100 days straight, burn down their own cities and call it peaceful protest, it's not beyond them to manufacture a few votes that fall out of the back of a van in South Philly in the middle of the night.
If we take a look at the entire election, this was going to be a blue wave election. Well, it appears right now that the House has actually added, or the Republican House has actually added seats. It may add as many as 15, 16, 17 seats by the time it's all done, which is a just a big slap in the face to Nancy Pelosi. I thought we were going to add at least one, maybe two Senate seats. It looks like we may have lost one seat, so at least the Republicans keep the Senate control. What are we looking at right now for the next 2 years, John? Is this just going to be just gridlock, divided government, nothing happens?
It will be gridlock, and this is kind of the worst possible thing other than losing completely for Joe Biden. Everybody knows he's a placeholder. He's an ineffectual leader. He is not. He has lost his marbles. I'm sorry. Everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Early onset dementia is not a stutter. Those of us who have had parents we look at Biden and go, wow, this reminds me of when my dad got it or my mom started to deteriorate. So he is just not with it. Everybody knows it. The press says, oh, it's horrible to say. It's just honest fact. And for him to have a Republican Senate with Cocaine Mitch shutting down anything the House comes up with, that will make the progressives furious at Biden. They will want him ousted. They will be trying to employ the 25th Amendment on him to get Kamala in. And she will be even less effective because she makes Hillary Clinton look like a charming, likable person you'd want to hang out with and go on a cross-country road trip with. So this is a very bad situation for Democrats, and the media is going to have to answer for playing footsie and being so soft to Biden because he can't call a lid at 7:30 a.m. every day when he's in the White House.
Yeah.
And the American people are going to want to see him. When a crisis happens in the middle of the night, they're going to want to see him. And the press will try to prop him up. They can't do it anymore. So I expect a big midterm Republican wave taking the House, solidifying their role in the Senate, and then it's on to 2024 when Republicans will be in a real fighting mood and progressives will be totally disheartened and saying, our problem is we haven't burned down enough cities.
Yeah.
We haven't insulted Americans enough. We need to go full on socialism and try to prop up someone like an AOC type
presidential
candidate.
In our last 30 seconds.
Which would be another bloodbath.
Yeah. In our last 30 seconds here, John, real quickly, assuming he doesn't run the board now, what happens to Trump? Where does he go? What do we see him?
That is the big question. His voice will be out there. He will be around. Some people are saying, oh, he could run in 2024. I hope he doesn't just because of the age thing.
Yeah. He'll be 78. He'll be Biden's age.
He'll be Biden's age. And so I think it would be better if he slid out. But he is going to hold Republicans' feet to the fire. He is going to blast the media nonstop. And he will still be a candidate or a personality who rallies people to his causes. He's a force of nature. We saw him going crazy this past week. They're not going to shut him up or shut him down.
Yeah. John, tell everybody where they can find you, please.
Find me, I'm on Twitter at xjohn, E-X-J-O-N, rickshay.com, and azcentral.com. Thank you so much.
I greatly appreciate you taking the time, John. Really do. And best of luck. Get some sleep, my friend. We'll be talking again soon. Cheers. And I'll be right back here after the break. We got 3 hours here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair. Don't go away, folks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I've tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. It's always a pleasure being here with you, the great listeners at Real Side Radio on the Salem Radio and GCN Radio Network. And, you know, I've been here working and sitting in for Joe for a few years now, and it's always a pleasure. And if you have something to say tonight and you would like to get something off your chest, what you're thinking and feeling, please give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. You know, the phone. You can give us a phone call and chat with us. This is such a grift. What we are seeing happening right now in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in North Carolina, in Georgia, is absolutely a scam. It is the Democrats who cannot win at the ballot box. They're using COVID as an excuse to create this new mail-in system that so many states were not ready for. And what we have essentially seen is the ability for people, powers that be, dark shadows, to create ballots out of whole cloth. They could verify them. They could figure out exactly how they need to be verified. We've got dead people. My mother received four ballots in the mail. Four for her to sign. What are we doing here in 2020?
You want an idea of how different last night was compared to the norm? Let's just take a look at the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin turnout going back 70 years or 60 years to 1960. 1960, the Wisconsin average turnout was 72.99%, that's 73%. 64 was 68.68%. It goes through all of the quadrennial every four-year elections. We go 66%, 62, 66, 67, 1984, one of the biggest years, 63, 61%, 1992, Bill Clinton, 69%, 96, 58%, a re-election year. 2000, George W. Bush, 67%. 2004, re-election year, 73. That's a huge number, percent. 2008, Barack Obama was elected, 69%, under 70% turnout in Wisconsin. He was re-elected with just 70%, almost identical number, in 2012. In 2016, when Trump won Wisconsin, 67.34% came out. In other words, it's generally in the 60s for the past 60 years, give or take a couple of outliers, 58% and 72%. But generally in the 60s. Last night, you think it went to the 70s? Do you think it went to the 80s? Yeah, it did get to the 80s. It was 89.25%. 89.25%. Folks, that's my Biden impression. I think I'm going to be saying that a lot over the next few months until he's replaced by Kamala. Folks, seriously, man, we've gone from the average of the 70s to 89, let's call it 90%, 89.25%. That's 3,288,771 ballots out of a potential. Again, that's 3.2 million, almost 3.3 million. 3.3 million out of 3.6 million people. It doesn't happen. That is not a fluke. It is not a fluke because we're looking at the similar situations in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. These are Democrat machines, and this isn't anything new. This is in their blood. They've been doing this for decades. Before I was born, 1960, JFK was losing until they found 100,000 ballots, votes for him. What state was that? Illinois? I think it was Chicago. It was the Chicago machine. This is the biggest scam on the country ever. Some would say it's COVID. No, COVID was used to perpetuate a scam on the American population. You saw those rallies in Michigan. You saw those rallies in Pennsylvania. You saw them. Your lying eyes did not deceive you. You saw Biden's rallies, the circles, the crickets. We've got systems and structures in these Democrat-run states that are fiefdoms that allows individuals in the canvassing board to have time alone with ballots. They're covering up the windows in Detroit's canvassing board. You saw that on the news today. So that observers cannot observe and do what they are supposed to do to make sure that there's no cheating. A slew of Biden ballots in every single case came in at approximately 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning while you were sleeping. 100,000 ballots just showed up out of thin air in the number for Joe Biden while Trump's numbers stayed exactly the same.
I was up. I was watching the numbers. I couldn't sleep last night like many of you. Trump was ahead. So they've gone from the average of last, 4 years ago, 67.34% to 89%. Folks, this is that's almost 23%. It's impossible. It's impossible. Mathematically, it's impossible. Listen, I went to grad school. All right, I got my degrees in economics, London School of Economics. I took two stats classes. Statistically, that is impossible. It doesn't happen. Yeah, the motivation was there. I get it. People were angry. Everybody came out. But the split between the popular vote was almost exactly the same as it was 4 years ago. It's about a 3 million split in the popular vote. Yet all of a sudden they find loads of 100,000 tranches for Biden in the middle of the night. Thomas Lifson, who is somebody that is right on top of this right here. Thomas Lifson, let me see here. I just want to make sure that I give you exactly who he is. Thomas Lifson noted that Lifson is here. In Pennsylvania's case, Pennsylvania was caught on record as saying they wanted to keep the observers out. Keep the observers out. You know who else kept the observers out? Hugo Chavez. He did. He kept the observers out. He prevented Jimmy Carter the whole Carter Center's report on Chavez. They wanted to go down to make sure that there was free elections. And they prevented observers, international observers, coming in and making sure that there was free elections. This is what's happening right now in Democrat-run states in the United States of America. In California, we've got something called ballot harvesting. You've heard of ballot harvesting. I've talked about it here on my show, Whiskey Politics. I've talked about it here at Realside Radio. Ballot harvesters go to voters' homes and, quote-unquote, help them fill out their ballots. Especially elder people that may not have all of their faculties. They help them. And then they take those ballots and they either turn in the ballots or maybe they don't. Who knows? Who knows? We do know this, that we've found thousands of ballots across the country randomly just thrown away in dumpsters. Interesting, isn't it? That ballot harvesting is legal in the state of California. This phenomenon is across the country now in many different ways, with different canvassing. And what we are seeing right now is, in essence, they are stealing your vote. You know, the left love to talk about disenfranchising. They're disenfranchising your vote by waiting in long lines. That's disenfranchising. I waited in a really long line last night. I've never done that before in California. They combined all of us into one high school. I had a local precinct near my home. I had to drive further to the high school, and the line was an hour. Thought it was going to be half an hour. I was almost late for the panel that I was on last night. Was that disenfranchising? Maybe, maybe not. But the left love to talk about, we must count every vote. No, you must count every legal and verified vote. You see the difference, folks? Folks? I'll be back after the break here in hour number two. We're going to be talking with Judd Dunning at 7:15 here, more about the election. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. Don't go away.